By noting the bodily action, being mindful of these bodily action with the support of viriya, sati, and samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration, one discerns correctly the sabhava lakkhana, unique individual characteristics. And based on these sabhava lakkhana, unique individual characteristics, one also discerns the samanya lakkhana, common characteristics. And yesterday, Saraji explained that sampajanya, the correct knowledge, discerning correctly, distinctly, outstandingly, such knowledge is also called as anupassana. And today, Saraji will continue to explain. Whatever the bodily action arises, one should note these bodily actions every single second. Every time these bodily actions arise. So it is the duty of the yogi to be mindful of these bodily actions every single second, apart from the time that the yogi is fast asleep. Focusing on the body, one should be mindful of these bodily actions which are arising at the present moment. By being mindful of these bodily actions, involve viriya, effort, sati, mindfulness, samadhi, concentration, and jnana, knowledge. So these, all four of these are involved in the And by being mindful with viriya, sati, samadhi, and panya, effort, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom, one discerns that the body is impermanent, suffering, non-self, and loathsome. In this way, one discerns that there is no atta, no self, in the group of materiality. There is no atta in the body. What arises are the rupa, materiality, which are anatta, non-self. Discerning correctly, one's kaya nupassana is fulfilled. The four mental strengths, viriya, sati, samadhi, and panya, effort, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom, each of them have their own quality and ability. Viriya, effort, does not accept unwholesomeness such as laziness from arising. In this way, having viriya, effort. Effort repels the defilements, not accepting them, not accepting the defilements. In this way, viriya, effort has the quality of repelling, not accepting the defilements. Sati, mindfulness, has the quality of protecting the mind so that the defilements do not enter the mind. And when sati, mindfulness, is strong, the defilements do not enter the mind, and the mind falls calm, collected on the object, and samadhi, concentration, is cultivated. Samadhi, concentration, is opposite of kama, chanda, nivrana. It is opposite of the sensual desire. And having samadhi concentration, one will not have odaja kokoja, one will not have restlessness or worry, and the mind will not be agitated by raga dosa. One's mind is not agitated by lust or anger. And when the mind falls calm collected on the object, one discerns correctly. As much the mind falls calm collected on the object, the more one discerns. And one discerns the unique individual characteristics of the nama rupa. And seeing the characteristics arising and passing away, one also discerns the common characteristics. And one discerns these common characteristics. And by discerning, by being mindful of the object, one removes delusion, not knowing. Noting the object with sadha, faith and confidence, there will be five mental powers: sadha, faith and confidence, viriya, effort, sati, mindfulness, samadhi, concentration, and panya, knowledge. So these five mental powers are involved in each of these notings. And one also has the moral shame from the defilements from arising. So one will have shame that the defilements will arise when there is lack of mindfulness. And when the defilements enter, the high class practice will get ruined. So in this way, one has moral shame and moral fear from the defilements that can arise if there is lack of mindfulness. In this way, Hiri Bala and Uttapa Bala, the power of moral shame, the power of moral fear, is also cultivated. Having Hiri Bala and Uttapa Bala, having the power of moral shame and moral fear, one also repels shameless, one also repels the lack of moral shame and lack of moral fear. So in this way, ahirika and anotapa, lack of moral shame and lack of moral fear, are removed by hiri bala and otapa bala, the power of moral shame and moral fear. The person who does not know the benefits of satipatthana practice at all, or the person who does not understand them deeply, or even though the person understands the benefit, but if one does not value the practice, one will not practice diligently. And not knowing that in each of the notings there are these five mental power or mental strength are involved, one does not assert effort in the practice, and thus the person practices flippantly in an easygoing manner. Such kind of person is not shameful of the defilements that can arise by lack of mindfulness, and the person practices flippantly. And for such kind of person, he or she will not get the taste of the Dhamma, and it is not easy for them to be cultivating Kaya Nupassana every moment. And that's why after Buddha said Kaya, Kaya Nupassi Viharati, Buddha continued to say Atapi Sampajano Satima, meaning that one will be cultivating Kaya Nupassana only if one has this ardent effort, the knowledge discerning clearly, and having mindfulness and concentration. So in order to explain that one should be fully mindful of the object, Buddha used this word atapi sampajano satima. Understanding the benefits of satipatthana practice, one will have strong desire to gain these benefits, and one should be mindful of every bodily action. And by noting thus, the samadhi concentration is cultivated, and samadhi automatically is cultivated by being mindful of these every bodily action. And when samadhi concentration is cultivated, the knowledge also will follow, and one will discern sabhava, or in other words, sarasa, the characteristics clearly. If the person is noting the object without the mental strength that are necessary, it will just like be reciting some kind of verse that he or she knows by heart. And such kind of noting, like reciting or chanting in the mind, will not be beneficial. It is very important to note the object with all the mental strength and all the mental power that are necessary. And sabhava is also called as sarasa. They are the characteristics. The characteristics that really exist are called bhava, and sa means individual, own, or unique. So in this way, sabhava can mean unique individual characteristics. Patavi, the earth element, has the characteristic of hardness, softness, roughness. Apo, the water element, has the characteristic of fluidity, cohesion, congealing. Tejo, the temperature element, has the characteristic of warmth, heat, cold, lightness. Vayu, the air element, has the characteristics of stiffness, tension, movement. And citta, the mind, has the characteristic of cognizing the object. Passa has the characteristic of contact. Vedana has the characteristic of feeling. So each of the elements have their own unique individual characteristics, which are compared to the flavor of the food. And these characteristics are called sabhava, or in other words, sarasa. Rasa is the flavor, such as sweetness, sour, spicy, pungent, salty, bitter. These are the flavor of the food. And when one chews the food properly, one knows the flavor of the food. And if one does not chew but just swallow, then one will not know the taste. And if one chews just once or twice and swallow, one will not know the taste. So only if one chews properly, paying attention, one will know the flavor of the food. Just as one comes to know the flavor of the food, chewing properly, paying attention, one knows the flavor of the chewing. Just as the food has their flavor, in the same way, the objects such as rising, falling, lifting, moving, placing, bending, stretching, each of these objects also have their own nature and characteristics. And in order to see the characteristic, in order to discern the characteristics in these objects, such as rising, falling, lifting, moving, placing, bending, stretching, one should be noting with effort. So one should have effort, asserting effort in the noting. And also, sati mindfulness should stick onto the object. Sati mindfulness should be closely established on the object. The samadhi concentration should fall calm, collected on the object. So in this way, in every noting, one should have these mental strength or mental power that are necessary. And by being mindful with these mental strength and mental power, and one will come to know the taste of the Dhamma even within 1 or 2 days. So just like in the example, if one does not chew properly, one will not know the taste or flavor of the food. In the same way, if one does not note properly, one will not know the nature or the characteristics that are compared to the taste of the food. Just as the food has its own flavor, in the same way, the objects have their own unique individual characteristics. And in order to know these characteristics, one should be noting the object with these mental strength and mental power that are necessary. There is a definite law in the Satipatthana practice saying that only if one is mindful of the object at the moment the object arises, one is sure to discern the nature, the characteristics. In Kaya Nupassana, there are many bodily actions that are to be noted, such as rising, falling, sitting, touching, bending, stretching, lifting, moving, placing, and so on. So in the law saying that by being mindful at the moment of arising of these objects, the moment the object arises, one should be mindful. So here it is explained quite generally as the moment the object arises. But it should be taken that when objects such as rising, falling, arises, one should be mindful of them. So it will say that every time the rising takes place, one should be mindful in order to know the characteristics. And when falling takes place, one should be mindful in order to discern the characteristics, the nature. And when only if one is mindful at the moment lifting takes place, one is sure to discern the characteristics. And it is said that at the moment the object arises, meaning that one should be at present moment. One should note the presently arising object, meaning that one should not note the object that had already passed away, and one should not be noting the object that has not arisen. But one should be mindful of the presently arising object. In noting the object, one should have this mental strength, viriya, sati, samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration. Only then, one is sure to discern sabhava, the characteristic or the nature, and there will be anupassana. And one will discern correctly, not wrongly. Discerning the unique individual characteristics, and as the yogi continue to practice, yogi also come to discern the samanya lekhana, common characteristic. And if one is not noting with viriya, sati, and samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration, the person will not be cultivating anupassana. His or her mind is slack, and one will not discern the nature. So in order to discern the true nature, the true characteristics, one should be mindful at the moment the object arises with effort, with sustained mindfulness, the mind falling calm, collected on the object, and thus one will discern and one will be called cultivating knowledge. By noting every bodily activity with these necessary mental strength, one will gain the benefit as described by the Buddha as vinaya loke abhijja dhammasa, meaning that by noting the bodily activities such as rising, falling, sitting, touching efficiently, effectively, one removes the abhijja and dhammasa. One is not giving chance for the greed and anger from arising. In this way, one removes greed, anger, by being mindful of the object, and it is the benefit one gets by being mindful, as described by the Buddha. By noting the bodily activities with viriya, sati, and samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration, one discerns correctly and one removes the wrong view. Not noting the object with the necessary mental strength, not noting the object efficiently, the person believes as jiva atta, individual soul, or person, being. In this way, one has wrong view that it is an individual soul, it is a being based on the bodily action that the person is failing to note. And one also take it as good and pleasant. And abhijja, covetousness, which is a form of greed, arises, and dhammasa, dissatisfaction, arises, and it also has the aversion, hatred, grudge also arise. Most of the beings have lobha, dosa, in this way throughout their lives. And there is a saying, not knowing, there is craving, discerning, the craving is removed. By being mindful of the object, as soon as the object arises, noting it with the necessary mental strength, one will discern sabhava lakkhana, unique individual characteristics, and samanya lakkhana, common characteristics. Based on the object that the person is able to note efficiently, lobha, greed, has no chance to arise. Based on the object that the person can note efficiently, and dosa, anger, has no chance to arise based on the object that the person is able to note efficiently. Not being mindful or not noting the object efficiently, one does not discern, and lobha, greed arises, and also anger, aversion, hatred arises. Not discerning, there will be attachment, craving, and discerning, the attachment, craving will be removed. And if not being mindful, if it is the desirable object, there will be greed, attachment, craving. If it is undesirable object, there is also dosa, anger. So most of the people, when they find desirable things, they crave onto them. And then when they are undesirable things, they have resentment. And most of the people are like that. In order not to have craving or resentment connected with the object that one comes across, one should be mindful of every bodily action with the help of Virya, Sati, Samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration. And one should always be mindful in order to discern. The defilements, lobha, dosa, greed, anger, arises by not noting or not being mindful. By being mindful, the defilements that can arise by lack of mindfulness will have no chance to arise. And the craving that can arise by not discerning will not have chance to arise if the person is discerning by being mindful. By noting every bodily action, one will discern the impermanent suffering and non-self clearly. So by being mindful, one will discern clearly the kind of wrong view of permanent good and self, person, being that can arise on the object that one fails to note will not arise. So in this way, by discerning correctly, one will not crave or cling onto this wrong view of permanent self or soul or person or being. The person who does not practice vipassana, or even if the person practices, but if the person practices flippantly, the person will not know the characteristics. His or her noting being superficial, the person will not discern the unique individual characteristics all the common characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self. Not discerning the impermanent suffering and non-self, one will take that my body is permanent, and the person think that the body that I have since young age is still existing now, and they think that it is good and pleasant, and also believing in jiva atta, individual soul, and one take it as pleasant and beautiful. In this way, there is clinging with wrong view. By being mindful and discerning correctly on these the bodily actions that one is being mindful of, such kind of greed, hatred, delusion will have no chance to arise. Just as when the light arises, darkness is automatically dispelled. In the same way, by discerning correctly, by cultivating knowledge, one discerns clearly that there is impermanent suffering and non-self. So abhijja, the greed, has no chance to arise. Anger, hatred, aversion, grudge has no chance to arise. Discerning correctly, delusion, moha is removed, and also lobha, dosa, greed, anger is also removed. In this way, one is removing the unwholesome roots by discerning correctly. In order not to have greed, anger, delusion, one should be mindful of the object, and discerning the object, there will be anupassana jnana. And having this anupassana jnana knowledge, one removes these defilement by dadanga pahana. One removes them momentarily. So this is how the Buddha taught, that by being mindful of the object, discerning the object, there will be dadanga pahana, abandoning the defilements momentarily, which is also called as dadanga vinaya, removing, abandoning the defilements momentarily. Meaning that the bhavana, the meaning that with the bhavana, one is removing the defilements, lobha, dosa, which can arise by lack of mindfulness. So in this way, the vipassana citta removes the defilements momentarily, and it is called tadanga vinaya. And it is important to have this momentary peace by removing the defilements moment by moment. Each moment of peace, removing the defilements, may not be strong, but if these moments of peace are continuous, one after another, there will be a greater momentum of peacefulness away from these defilements. And this will be all for today. Sadhu.